Dr. Mangia, MANGIA, Dictator Report of Consultation on Patient Courtney Sloan. Sloane, first name Courtney. Date of birth, June 1st, 1962. Referring physician, Dr. Mitchell Brown, 758 Broadway, Bayonne, New Jersey, 07002. Dear Dr. Brown, thank you for referring Ms. Courtney Sloan, S-L-O-A-N-E, for infectious disease evaluation. Period. New paragraph. As you know, this is a 63-year-old female who is referred for infectious disease evaluation because of history of Lyme disease. The patient has history of Lyme disease diagnosed 7 years ago while traveling in the Hamptons in Long Island. Period. At that time, she experienced right knee swelling and required arthrocentesis. She does not recall the entire treatment which she received. But the knee swelling apparently resolved, although she does complain of occasional knee discomfort, especially during workouts, period. Past medical history is positive for sciatica, right knee pain, glaucoma, medications include latanoprost, L-A-T-A-N-A-P-R-O-S-T, eye drops, as well as over-the-counter estrogen supplements. And vitamins. Denies any history of coronary artery disease. Denies any history of rheumatic fever as a child. No history of lupus. Surgery in the past. Family history is positive for breast cancer. My mother. Preventive care appears to be up to date with a colonoscopy in 2020, mammogram 2024, and a recent GYN exam. Social history, doesn't drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs, no recent travel, no pets, no exposure to toxins or chemicals. Physical examination reveals a thin, well-nourished female, appears to be her stated age, no acute distress, temperatures 99, pulse 72, regular respiratory rate is 18. Height 5'7", weight 130 pounds. Blood pressure 130/70. Examination of the head, normal cephalic, atraumatic. Ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, lungs clear, heart S1S2, abdomen soft and tender. Extremities no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. Joints freely mobile, no deformities noted, no joint effusion noted, no redness, no swelling, no pain, no tenderness, no warmth. Neurological examination, unremarkable. Laboratory evaluation reveals positive IgG antibodies against Lyme borreliosis. IgM antibodies were negative on Western blot. And an acute screening to negative. Sed rate was 3. Impression, 63-year-old female with remote history of Lyme disease, treated back in 2018. No evidence of active infection. Recent MRI was negative for effusion. Clinical picture most likely consistent with osteoarthritis of the knee. However, due to the fact that we are not sure exactly what treatment was given 7 years ago, possibility of disease cannot be completely ruled out. For this reason, the patient was offered a course of oral doxycycline, 100 milligrams POBID for 30 days. No intravenous antibiotic is indicated at this time. Patient has been advised that if pain, swelling recur, you should consider treatment options. A long discussion was held regarding late-stage effects of Lyme disease. The fact that the organism is likely not present at this time, but may have triggered immunological response, which can persist. Patient has been given adequate answers to questions and encouraged to call if any problems arise or questions remain. We'll follow up with you if it can be of any assistance. Further, please don't hesitate to call. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, 3J Mangi, MD, FSCP, and Institution.